Good day, my God, Black family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Tumisho, aka Soweto, and I'm broadcasting live from South Africa. Today, I'd like to thank everyone who is listening to this podcast, who is following this podcast across the world. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And today we are looking at the 20 solutions for freeing humanity. Quoting from the book of Pao L. Chang, the title is Where the Magic, the Powers and the Occult, Definition of Ways. Now, without wasting any time, let's get on to it. Now, true freedom requires personal responsibility. With freedom comes great responsibility. Freedom and personal responsibility are like two sides of one coin. You cannot have true freedom without personal responsibility. If you were to be given too much freedom without personal responsibility, you would eventually harm yourself or harm other people. When you harm people, it is a direct violation of natural law. The consequence of harming other living beings is very serious. Here is a great example of a situation that explains why true freedom requires personal responsibility. Pretend that you have a 5-year-old child. You would be willing to leave your 5-year-old child at the mall or state fair by himself. Let me guess. Your answer is no, right? A 5-year-old is too irresponsible to be given that kind of freedom. When you lack personal responsibility, you will always need authorities or government institutions to govern you. Because of this, you will never be able to achieve true spiritual freedom. Number 2. The light at the end of the tunnel trap. After your body dies, one of the dark forces' favorite tricks is to prevent you, the soul or spirit, from leaving their matrix is the light at the end of the tunnel. They like using this trap because they know human souls are attracted to the light. Once you walk into the light, you unknowingly go back into their matrix, and the act of walking into the light at the end of a tunnel is a form of consent. So you better make sure it is the right light that you should follow is the light within your heart. The dark forces also like to manifest themselves to look like angels or someone you loved, so they can trick you to go back into their matrix. Shortly after you go back into their matrix, your memory is wiped clean. You have to play their matrix game all over again. Number 3, be wary of religious music. Another popular technique that the dark forces like to use to trick you to go back into their matrix after your body dies is religious music, or music that sounds soothing and calming to your soul. Gospel music is a good example of this type of music. Maybe this is why they play gospel-like music in church to condition people ahead of time. Be aware that I'm not saying gospel music is bad to listen to. The message I want to get through to you is this paragraph is the fact that the dark forces like to exploit weakness using soothing music to hypnotize you in the astral plane. One thing you should know about all churches is that they are controlled by the Vatican, the religious center of the dark forces, to a certain degree. Catholic churches are controlled by the Vatican the most. Stop fighting the dark forces. It is not wise to fight the dark forces because fighting them produces negative energy for them to feed on. In addition, fighting generates the kind of energy to power their matrix. This is why they like to promote wars and conflicts among the nations and ethnic groups. even though it is not wise to fight the dark forces. Be aware that you do have the right to defend yourself. One important thing you need to know about the dark forces is that they cannot be eliminated using physical weapons. The dark forces are astral beings, therefore, physical weapons are not very effective against them. Instead of fighting them, use the power of words, thought, and natural law to put them in checkmate. In addition, remove your consent and reduce your support for their matrix as much as possible. Just like how any corporation needs your support to stay in business, the matrix also needs your support to exist. Once enough of us remove our support, the matrix will collapse on its own. You also need to support people who are creating systems that work in harmony with nature. These systems are important for empowering humanity to transcend the matrix. Number 5. Stop voting for treasonous politicians. As a United States citizen, your right to vote is not a right. Instead, it is a privilege. To be a United States citizen means that you are an agent of the United States, Inc., and therefore are a legal person, also known as a corporation, artificial person. A corporation is a fictitious entity that has no right. In other words, every time you vote, you agree to be a corporate slave or a legal person, a dead or artificial person. Furthermore, you agree to allow the US government, which is a foreign corporation, to have jurisdiction over you. The right to vote in United States is a big fat scam because the voting system is rigged so bad that your vote does not really matter. To make matters worse, when you vote, you are voting for a presidential candidate running for an office of a foreign corporation, United States, Inc. If you do not live in the USA, your voting system is most likely rigged too. Number 6. Do not ignore the dark forces. You need to be aware of what the dark forces are doing so that you can protect yourself from them. Ignoring them only makes it a lot easier for them to enslave the human race. One of the main reasons why the world is on the brink of destruction is because most people have ignored the dark forces. Remember, silence is a form of consent, and the ignorance is no excuse, especially in the internet and the information age. Number 7. Study natural law. When it comes to spiritual freedom, educating your mind with knowledge of natural law and natural rights and applying them in your life are two of the most important things you can do. Why is that, you may ask? Because learning how to live in harmony with natural law is a requirement for ascending to a higher level of consciousness that is beyond time and space. As you ascend to a higher levels of consciousness, it allows your body to hold more high frequency energy, causing your spiritual powers, e.g. love, thought, awareness, and consciousness, to strengthen exponentially. Eventually, your spiritual powers will become so strong that you will be able to destroy planets and stars. Do you think the Supreme Creator will allow you access to that kind of power without being responsible and knowing how to live in harmony with nature? With great powers come great responsibilities. Number 8. Study men's law and the legal system. Besides studying natural law, it is also wise to study men's law, such as contract law, trust law, common law, statutory law, corporate law, and admiralty law, maritime law, and learn how to apply them in your life. In addition, study how the legal system works. Doing these things will help you to find effective ways to defend your natural rights. You do not have to learn everything about these laws, but you should know them to the point where you are comfortable using them to defend your natural rights. When you learn to use natural laws and man's law to defend your natural rights, you can effectively put the dark forces and their minions in checkmate. Every time they harm you and your property, this is also how you can stop them without violent revolutions. One very important thing that the dark forces do not want you to know is the fact that the universe has its own justice system. The universe is a very intelligent being that knows every sentient being's thought, intentions, and actions. As long as you do not forgive the dark forces and their minions for harming you until after you get justice, they will eventually have to face the justice system of the universe. Whenever the dark forces and their minions harass or harm you, summon them by calling out the judges of the universe justice system that you want them to appear in front of the universe justice system for violating your natural rights. Make sure you get justice and they are punished for their violation. When you do these things, they will run away from you like scared little kids. The dark forces are terrified of the justice system of the universe. Number 9. Stay away from nearly all types of protests. Many people have been conditioned to think that protesting is the way to restore freedom or create beneficial change. The unwanted truth is that protesting is not going to really change anything for the better. When you join a protest and speak out against the government, what you are really doing is telling the government that you want change, but you want the government to do it for you. In other words, you are still an incompetent child who does not want to take full responsibility for your life and future. Without responsibility, there is no real freedom. Number 10. Arm yourself with knowledge of empowerment. The right knowledge is power, but it is only powerful when you learn how to use it wisely. Knowledge is the key to empowering you to overcome your fears and achieve spiritual freedom. One of the main reasons why you are fearful of something is because you lack the knowledge to comprehend it. Once you gain the right knowledge to comprehend it, the fear eventually subsides and cannot control you anymore. Because of this, it is essential for you to speak the right knowledge to empower you to comprehend the dark forces so you can rise above their matrix and achieve spiritual freedom. Remember, physical weapons are not very effective for stopping the dark forces. However, the right knowledge is. When you learn to wisely use the right knowledge to defend your natural rights and strengthen your spiritual powers, the dark forces cannot stop you from leaving their matrix. Number 11. Stop relying on a savior to save you. The savior program was created by the minions of the dark forces to enslave your body, mind, and soul. When you rely on a savior to save you, you are basically telling the universe that the supreme creator did not give you the required spiritual powers to achieve spiritual freedom. This is an insult to the Supreme Creator. If you need to rely on a savior to save you, you are not using your spiritual powers wisely and are thinking like slave. Number 12. Stop supporting wars and crimes against humanity. All the major wars on earth have been engineered by the dark forces and their minions. The dark forces are obsessed with wars for the reason that wars create a lot of negative energy for them to feed on. Number 13. Spend money wisely. Money is a medium that represents your time and energy. If you want to make the world a better place, stop investing your money, time, energy in companies that do not care about the truth, freedom, natural rights, and nature. This is one of the easiest ways to effectively change the world for the better. For example, buy organic food instead of conventional food. Food that is not organically grown is often contaminated with environmental toxins, for example, pesticides and GMO. The action of people buying more organic food is already having positive effects. In the early 2000s, you would be lucky to find organic food at the conventional grocery store in the USA. If the prices of the organic food are preventing you from buying it, be aware that conventional food is cheaper because it receives government subsidies. In other words, the money from taxpayers is being used to make conventional food cheaper than organic food. The purpose of this is to motivate people to eat more conventional food, resulting in more sick people. A sick and an unhealthy society is easier for the dark forces and their minions to control. Another great way to use money wisely is to shop at your local family stores and farmers market more than conventional stores. In addition, learn how to barter so you do not rely on money to buy everything. An excellent video shows that how to barter wisely is titled Confusion of Money. If for some reason the link to the video does not work, do a quick search by typing the keywords of the title of the video in YouTube search form and then click the search button. This video was created by Marcus, also known as Servant King. Number 14. Claim back your sovereignty. When you are born, your parents agreed to allow you to participate in the Earth Matrix drama by signing your birth certificate. By doing this, they unknowingly turned you into a property of the state, making you a corporate slave. To claim back your sovereignty, you need to remove your consent, correct your status, and nullify certain government contracts, for example, marriage license, birth certificate, social security card, and driver's license. Two websites that do a great job of teaching you how to effectively claim back your sovereignty are privatize.me and Curtis Richard Kallenberg.xyz. Number 15. Avoid making contracts with the dark forces. One very important thing you need to know about contract is that it does not need to be a piece of paper with terms and conditions written on it. For example, the act of participating in a religious ritual such as Christmas and Halloween can bond you to whatever that religious ritual is designed to do. The dark forces and the dark magicians like to use contracts to trick you to agree to participate in their world of legal fictions, dead entities, and artificial persons. By contracting with them, you are agreeing to play the Matrix game to enslave the human race. Therefore, they can prevent you from leaving their Matrix. The good news is that their contracts are fraudulent, so if you know how to avoid contracts, you can nullify their contracts anytime you want. Number 16. Stop relying on politicians to create change. Most politicians in the Western countries and some Eastern countries are bought off by the dark magicians and their corrupt bankers. Because of this, they do not work for the people anymore. Furthermore, politicians are often addicted to money and power. The dark magicians are well aware of this, which is why they pay politicians a lot of money and give them certain special privileges. In other words, politicians are living like royalty and can get away with many legal activities because Because of these benefits, most politicians would rather protect the system of the dark forces than change it. Most politicians are comfortable where they are at. Therefore, the last thing they want is for their system to change in a way that empowers the people. When the people become empowered, the government loses power, causing politicians to also lose power. Number 17. Invest in free energy technology. Many free energy devices have the power to reduce the cost of living by 90% or more, and some of them can produce electrical energy without consuming any fuel. Because of these features, free energy technology is a threat to the oil cartel. Once free energy devices are used by most of us to empower our homes and vehicles, we can dramatically reduce our support for the oil industry. Oil is one of the top sources of revenue for the dark magicians in the New World Order. If we can completely stop using oil as an energy source, the dark magicians will have less money to finance their engineered wars. Number 18. Learn to live peaceably. The dark forces and their minions rely heavily on wars and violence to keep their matrix operating efficiently. Because of this, it is wise to live peaceably with other people and support the unification of the human race. As long as we, the people of the world, are united as one race, the dark forces and their minions will not be able to achieve their dark agendas. Number 19. Write your own waiver to nullify fraudulent contracts. A well-written waiver can nullify all fraudulent contract and remove your consent to be governed. Last but not least, number 20. Live like small communities. Have you ever been to small towns where people have their own doctors, teachers, mechanics, markets, farms, and etc.? These small communities are self-efficient and the people often know how to live in harmony with nature. Because of these features, they do not need to rely on the government to survive. If we want to free ourselves from the matrix, one of the things we need to do is to learn how to live like small communities. I know walking the path of truth and standing up for the truth are not easy, but the truth is that it will set you free. Now, this is it from me to you. Be careful what you watch on your television. Because that TV, television, hear the word, the way television, tell a vision, tell a lie vision. It tells you lies. The programs on that TV set are programmed to program your mind. So be careful of what you watch. Instead, read books which will inspire you, which have knowledge. So I love you all and peace out.